Thank you for your prayers. Thank you, Greg, for sharing last week. We're very glad to be together. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for all that is part of the life that we have in Jesus Christ. We also, Lord, we thank you for your word and Holy Spirit, how you make it. You open it. It's a refreshing source of your instruction, your grace, your mercy, your patience and gentleness. Let our lives be fully directed by you and your word. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, if you would please stand as we recite the Shema together. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Ve'ahavta et Adonai Eloheka, Ve'kol Levacha, Uve'kol Nashefka, Uve'kol Modeka, Ve'ahavta Raka Kamoka, Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. And thank you, Lord, for your word and your spirit, making it very much the course of our walk on this earth together. Amen. Please be seated. We're still in 2 Samuel, and we're continuing with 2 Samuel 23:2. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue. We're in the midst of the fact that we have a most wonderful and ordained relationship with God, the Holy Spirit. And it's through the manner in which he is with us in the midst of every situation. We must never take it for granted, nor should we ignore that which is a part of our heritage in Jesus Christ. This new life is our very essence of being now by the grace and the mercy and the patience and the loving kindness and the gentleness and the love of God brought into his family, with our feet directed by his word and our hearts indwelled by his Holy Spirit. The fact of this relationship is that when we are trusting God to manifest all which is his desire in our lives and in our walk with him, he makes himself very, very known to us. This is through the manner in which he becomes our wisdom and our entire source of ability to deal with every situation that arises. It is nothing of us, but wholly him in action as we spend the time with him in that intensity of our study of his word and in our earnest prayers. the more time we are committed to this heart-to-heart development of the relationship, the more we have that greater sense of when He is moving in our spirit. He gives us the words that are needed in the course of our interaction of those whom He brings into our lives. It is never a matter of our taking it upon ourselves to voice what we think should be said in accordance with our own human thought processes and ideas. It is always to be as He guides, even our very tongue, to express the heart of His wisdom by the power of His Word as brought to life by the Holy Spirit. These will be the words that are worth making known to meet the needs and to help soothe the pain of those who are to be so blessed. There is a very vital key to this in the fact that what we say will always be in absolute line with His Word. It will never contradict it, nor add to it in any measure. It will be clearly seen as that which is of God, not because we say so,